today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We now sell 5 copies of the 3 EPs by the Panda Band.
Do it.
Hey there, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And welcome to another edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jen Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster. I want to welcome you and thank you for listening. Those who listen every day, or if you just listen every now and then, we're cool with that too. Today, we've got a call from Harris King down there in South Carolina, and he's going to bring up a topic that I think is pretty interesting. I don't know if it's going to be surprising to some of you who have seen the movie he will reference, but it's very interesting to think about this taking place in real life, and has it happened to you, and how often, and when, and was there a memorable experience? And I think it's just a really cool topic. Of course, as someone who worked in a record store myself, ding, ding, it's a topic dear to my heart. And I think it's cool to put this out to you guys on a Friday. We're having a Suburbs Fest right now, and this is something for you guys to think about. Just let it stew in your brain, maybe make some mental notes, and then when you get back, you get a chance to call in with your own experience. This could be another option on our menu of topics. I'll have to publish a menu of topics, so you can download that menu of topics if you want to call in and talk about any of them. But anything's fair game, really. But let's start today by turning it over to Harris, and let's hear what he has to say.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Harris in South Carolina. I just called in about the first record I ever bought with my own money, and it got me thinking about another phenomenon. And it's very similar, the exact same thing as what happened with the beta band in High Fidelity, the beta band effect. What was a record you bought because you heard it in a record store? You'd never heard it before, didn't know the artist, and you went and bought it. This happened to me, I don't know, in the mid-80s. I was in Sound Shop Records in Hillcrest Mall. That's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The mall doesn't exist anymore. They turned it into a shopping center. And Sound Shop, I assume, doesn't exist anymore either. They were playing this record, and I went up to the counter, and I said, hey, what is this? This is good. And they said, this is Suzanne Vega. And it was the debut record for Suzanne Vega, which just sounded great. I bought it immediately, and I loved it, and I still love it. It's a great record. It happened again another time. I was in a bar in Bamberg, Germany, so not a record store, but they were playing this music. And I asked the waitress who was serving us, I said, hey, what's this on the stereo? And she said, Paris Combo. And I'm like, Paris Combo? What's that? She said, it's a French band, and they sing in French, but it's great. And I immediately went out and bought one of their records, or actually ended up with 2 or 3 of their records. Still like them a lot, too. If you haven't heard Paris Combo, check them out. And I know everybody knows who Suzanne Vega is, but I'd love to hear more stories about the High Fidelity beta band effect. What's something you bought because you heard it in the record store? Maybe it could be a theme. I'll let you or Patrick and Jim decide. Thanks a lot, and keep rocking the suburbs.
J'aime l'empreinte du vent laissée dans mes cheveux. J'aime quand le soleil vient à forcer mes yeux à détourner le regard et réchauffer une bonne part. Et quand l'air de rien, l'air est du matin, pour un pas de trop, on a les pieds dans l'eau. Et c'est là qu'on voudrait bien devenir un beau marin pour oublier qu'on n'est pas des ducs à chalot. Non, c'est pas mon lot. L'eau, c'est pas mon lot. Non, non, l'eau, c'est pas mon lot. Sur le sable, la mer est dans mon dos. Et que d'une vague, elle me sale aussitôt. En me cuisant l'épiderme, elle me rappelle à la terre ferme sur laquelle mes chevilles ont plié sous le poids de la nécessité. Et c'est là qu'on voudrait bien avoir un pied
right. Thanks, Harris. That was great, man. And again, you know, as someone who worked in record stores, I want to look at this from both sides of the spectrum. One side of the spectrum, I experienced this phenomenon for the first time, probably the first year I was working in a record store. It was a Musicland, I believe, at that time. It didn't change to Sam Goody yet. And I was in the mall there at Seven Corners. And it was Christmas time. I was actually hired as Christmas help. And they kept me on later because I guess I was such a fantastic record store employee. But what happened was the manager of the store at the time had gotten some copies of a John Fahey album. This is actually the first time I ever heard John Fahey, who is now one of my favorite guitar players of all time. And he had a record called The New Possibility. And it was traditional Christmas hymns done on his acoustic guitar and in that John Fahey style. And we would put this thing on in the record store, you know, a week before Christmas or something like that, and people would just start coming up to the counter. What is this? Oh, I need a copy. Do you have a copy of this? This is perfect. And, you know, before long, all five or six copies or whatever we had would be sold. And it was amazing. It seemed like every single time we did it, the next couple of Christmases that I worked, we did it again. And it worked and worked. And so that's kind of amazing. Fahey had that hypnotic power over people. And just such a great record. And it really captures a certain kind of earthy, primitive folk style that Fahey played in. American primitive guitar, I guess is what they call it. The other time, from the consumer standpoint, the most recent time that I can remember, at least, this happened was probably in the spring of 2018, and I was in my local shop there, the CD Cellar, one of the best record stores I think of when I think of best record stores, and I was in there doing my usual crate digging, record hawking, and all of a sudden, the guys put a record on the turntable. I was like, whoa, this is really great, man. A couple songs go by, a couple more. Like, wow, this is really, really, really good. I gotta do this. I gotta go ask. And it turns out it was a record by a band that I'd never heard of called This Is The Kit. This is a British band, and this record was called Moonshine Freeze. And man, it was great. And it turns out I was talking to one of the guys up there at CD Cellar, and he was telling me, hey, they're actually playing, you know, like next month and all this. And so I bought the record, took it home, love it, got into a lot of This Is The Kit stuff, and ended up going to the show and seeing them and really, really liking it. Music that, you know, really caught my ear, that's for sure.
As the change sets in, we are separate. As the game begins, we are separate. Some strings slackening, others giving in. Change sets in. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky. As the change sets in, we are one again. As the game begins, we are one again. This is the natural order of things. Change sets in.
moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze.
All right, so there's the title track of the album Moonshine Freeze from This Is The Kit. Really dig that. Really dig it. It's got a really, really cool sound. All their stuff is really good. Definitely check that one out. I think that's probably the place to start for sure. All right, well, thanks again to Harris for coming up with this idea and calling in about it. Anytime you have an idea and want to call in, you can do what Harris did. Call the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. And also, you can record a voice memo and send it to rock@suburbspod.com attached to your email, or just email us if you want to. You can even give us a shout on social media at suburbspod. All right, folks, we're going to get back to our weekend here at Suburbs Fest, and going to be recording a whole bunch of podcasts later today on the Friday, and we'll get those to you in the coming weeks. So everybody's in attendance will get a chance to come up with an idea of their own. Maybe we'll have a bigger list, a menu of topics. We'll have to make a PDF, our menu of topics. It's going to get so big. We'll put those up online for you to choose from one of these days here shortly. But anyway, you've got an assignment now for the weekend, which is to think about, was there a time when you went into a record store, heard something you didn't recognize, never heard of, and ended up buying it as soon as you heard it on the speakers? Let us know. And with that, I am Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan and Harris King, we will talk to you guys next week. Record hawking, 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 record hawking.